Hello, family worldwide. I want to start out with the scripture that's been on my heart. It's in 3 John 14. But those who drink the water I give will never thirst again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Jesus is truth. Jesus is living water. So that being said, another verse that I want to read that's been really on my heart is it's going to be John 4. But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. It is so beautiful that here in these other verses, in 3 and 4 and other places, it says, it talks about the moment with Nicodemus. When Jesus replied to him, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And I assure you, in John 3:5, it says, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born again and born of water and born of the Spirit. So, you know, we as children of God, we are born of the water and of the Spirit, and our eyes are open to see the kingdom of heaven all around us, even though we can't physically touch it a lot of times. And sometimes when kingdom of heaven comes, you do really feel like you can almost physically touch it, how real it is. So I just, on that note, I want to push forward and really go after God, consciously realizing that we are spirit beings, that our Father is a spirit, and that we're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth right now. We're going to cry holy, we're going to worship Him, we're going to love on Him. That this world with everything that's going on right now, it's like it boggles my mind. It doesn't affect me, but people are going deeper and deeper into their fears. And just like you see masks all around, you see all this crazy glass all around, and I'm like, people, are you serious? And just like, it's for me, it's a huge privilege to have Jesus Christ in my life, that all of that that's going on, I can have full peace in my heart, full joy, that like fear doesn't have to have control over my heart, over my mind. I don't have to be afraid. I can just trust Him. I can just be with Him. And I can faithfully keep on doing my life, growing in Him, loving on Him, and investing, and just serving His other kids. I just want to invite you right now, Holy Spirit, come to every heart that is hungry right now. Come to every heart that is thirsting for you right now. I just ask that you activate their senses right now to start going deeper into your heart. Start understanding you even more clearly right now, what you are doing in a moment, where you are taking them, how good you are, how real and how big you are. Papa, thank you so much that I have the opportunity to be your son. Thank you so much for what you have called me for, God, that I can make the way for a Gen Z to really step into their callings, into their identities, to start manifesting your kingdom for what it looks like right now, Lord. This generation, you have been waiting for it for so many decades, for so many previous generations. You have been preparing our hearts, preparing us, and just leading us to this moment as of right now. Papa, we just come in agreement with the revival of your kingdom that is coming on this earth right now. We want to be part of it. We want to be faithful where we're at right now, so we can be faithful with you for the rest of our lives, God, and be faithful with you for eternity, Lord. It is so simple, Papa. I just ask the ones that have fallen, your sons that have literally give up on you, believing and having faith in you and trusting in you, I just ask that you re-energize them, that you pick them up, holy, that you never give up on them. I just ask that you charge them again, that you give a solid, brand new perspective into their hearts right now for them to get up and keep on going after you, that only the good and the best is still ahead. That the best is only you save it till the end, Papa. That's how your kingdom works. That's how your nature is, Lord. I just want to glorify your name right now, Jesus. Thank you so much for the cross. Thank you so much for the resurrection. Thank you so much for just giving us eternal life, for giving us hope, for giving us faith, God, that we can live in this physical world, but we can truly exercise your kingdom by manifesting on this earth. Thank you so much that you are exposing the top heads right now in government, God, that you are purifying America right now. Thank you so much that you are just bringing us as a nation into your truth, God, that we can all as one nation, as one people, submit and surrender to you and just invite you into our homes, invite you into our states, into our cities, God, that we can see you move again, Lord. Thank you so much for being so faithful, so loyal to your church, God, to your bride, for not giving up on her, Lord, for loving on her so much until the end. I just ask that you release this word right now, Papa, that your bride starts getting activated and starts getting in love with you again once more as when they first ever experienced you, Lord. We want to love on you, God. I just ask that you help us, because without your presence, without us feeling your love all the time, we can't even do it. I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you move on every heart right now, that we can start encountering your love. We can start encountering and experiencing you again. Fresh breath of life right now. Release. Release it right now, my King. You are that shining star right now. I just ask that you start breathing into their hearts right now, into their lungs right now, Lord. Encounter them in the nighttime, Lord. Their spirit, Lord, awaken them again right now. There's so many Christians right now that haven't experienced God for such a long time, for years already. I just ask that you refresh them, restore them right now, Papa. That you get them back again burning for you, Papa. If it's sin that is stopping them, I ask that you send freedom into their hearts, into their pathways. If it's unforgiveness that is binding their arms and binding them as in a prison cell, Lord, I just ask that you bring a different perspective into their mind so they can forgive, so they can let go, so they can really pursue you, God, and they can enthrone you in their hearts again, Lord. Thank you so much, God, that your kingdom is so real, Lord, that we as your sons and your daughters, Lord, we can be loved by you and we can love others, God. Thank you so much for your loving kindness. Thank you so much for your real. Real sons and daughters that you are raising up right now. That's all like that comes to my mind right now is just truth, God. Spirit and truth. Thank you so much for awakening this generation, Gen Z, to move upon your spirit and upon your heart's desires to go after you, not looking to the right or to the left, but just moving straight. Thank you so much, Papa, for breaking off all strongholds of yesterday and all strongholds of today that's been binding them, that's been stealing their time, that they cannot move forward. Oh, shalaloroba kasika tamanarira la kaskintara la momokora la babaka sketra. Oh, the oil of joy right now, just release over every heart right now. The oil of gladness right now, just pour it out over them. Because that's where healing comes. That's where revelation comes. That's where our lives shift and change once and for all. Kera la mama kora la mama mama maskitara la boku skitara la boku skitara la boku andre cantora la macare lera la basendara la mora la gashkere. Oh Jesus, Jesus, you are our King, you are our one and only. Thank you so much for just leading and raising up your whole body all over the world right now for such a time as this, taking us into a completely new era right now, Lord, what you are doing with your body. Thank you so much for taking us deeper into the revelation of who we are as your sons and your daughters, that we can start understanding clearly what our inheritance is in you, what our inheritance is from ages previous to this, that we can become bold as lions, moving forward, exposing any lies, exposing any strongholds that's been binding either our lives or the people's lives around us, that we can really, just as a flood, manifest the kingdom of heaven and establish your ways in our lives, in our cities, and we can walk out a kingdom that is so good and is so real. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much that everything works to glorify your name and for your good and for our good. Thank you so much that you never let your kids down. It doesn't matter where they're at or how far they are from you. Your love, it is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Sharalo baba mama mama skedra. I just release that fresh fragrance to you right now. Oh, Jesus, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you that you have never left us for not even one single minute of our lives. That you have always been there. You were always there. When people say that I have done it, that I have accomplished it, it wasn't God. That's such a baloney. That is so much lies even in that thought. It's not, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able, as a body, as our lives, we wouldn't be able to be where we are today, Pop. Oh, we just want to acknowledge that you are among us, that you are a ruler of our hearts and our lives, that you are our protector and you love on us, God, that everything is under your control and under your power. It doesn't have to make sense. We just have to rely on you and trust on you. That when you start something, you will finish it. Because that's your nature and that's how you do it. That's all it is. We just have to be obedient in the moment and trust you. I just want to acknowledge you, Papa, that you are good. You have always been good to us. You have always been faithful to us. You have always been loving to us. That you have always been in our lives, and you always cared. You always healed us when we were going through such hard moments. You were always there restoring us, Papa, setting us back on the road, getting us back up again to keep on journeying and going back after you. That you are so good. We want to acknowledge you. I want to acknowledge you right now, Jesus. I want to acknowledge you for everything, every little detail that you do. Every single bill that we couldn't pay, you have paid it. When we couldn't fill up that gas tank, you were able to fill us up, God. When we were in our lowest, you were right there with us, God. I want to acknowledge you, God. I want to love on you right now, Jesus, because you are so good. You started, God, the story. We are in your story, God, from the beginning of the earth, God, and everything that's been taking place for these thousands of years, Lord. You have been in control. You have been a God of this planet. You have been so good. Papa, I just ask that you start restoring the gaze, Papa, them hearts and their minds back unto you, God, so they can stop looking at things of this earth, God, things that really are worthless, Lord. That they can start relying on you again. They can start looking and trusting you again. That their days can be full of your presence. That their consciousness can always think about you, love on you, meditate on you, fall in love with you every year, even deeper go into their hearts, God. Oh, sheko marale kashkita namorale kaskietra. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Papa, for your love. For your love, God. You are a choice, so we choose to believe in you. We choose to love on you, because without faith, everything is literally just vague. Faith, without faith, we can't satisfy you, the word says. But without faith, we are blind. It takes a believer, it takes a person to step out in faith and to go into the places that are unknown, to go into places that never been before. To go into a place to step out and start seeing your glory, start seeing your face, start seeing your love coming forth. Thank you so much, Papa. Thank you so much for softening them hearts. Thank you so much for softening them hearts right now, that they can start returning and going back to you. Release your freedom right now, Holy Spirit. Release your freedom right now. Release your freedom right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Truth into our hearts, Lord. We thank you for bringing us the truth that you are the only truth, Lord. And we pray that you put the truth and reveal it to this generation, into our hearts, into the youth. Seed it deep in their hearts and in their minds, Lord. Let there arise joy and peace in this time from knowing your truth. Open our eyes, open our hearts. Open the minds, Lord, of all the generations these days, and release your truth, your goodness, your life into us, Lord. The only truth, and everything else, everything of this world that veils and clouds our minds and our eyes from seeing you, just remove it, Lord. Break it off this generation. Even if it is just a seed, Lord, seed it into our hearts and into our minds, your truth, and a hunger to seek your truth, Lord, a hunger to seek you out. You are the only truth, Lord. You are the only truth of this world, and everything else is nothing compared. compared to you, Lord. We pray that you continue, Lord, to grow in us a thirst and a hunger for your word, for your truth. Let your goodness abound in our hearts, Lord, into our minds. Better than our ways, that your truth is the only thing that can set the minds free in this world, Lord. Just release, Lord, release, release. Show your goodness. How good you are, Lord. How sweet your goodness is. How freeing your truth is, Lord. We seek you out, Lord. We hunger for you. We thirst for you. We're reaching towards you, Lord. Show us. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you are doing, but we want more. And through your word, Lord, just release your word over us. We know that truth will set us free. And you are the only truth, the only way, and the only light. Everything else in this world, Lord, everything of this world is false, it's fake. No matter how much it costs to us, you are the only prize, Lord. You are the only thing our minds are set on. For you have shown us, you have shown us your truth. You have shown us your goodness and your love. And we will pursue you. We will seek you. And we call out to you, Lord. Our hearts call out to you, Lord. Show us, show us, show us, Lord. Reveal to us the goodness of your truth, Lord. The freedom of your truth. We need you. We need you more, Lord. We need you so much more. That we may tell it to the world, Lord, that we may shout it to the world, that we will let everyone know of who you are and how good you are, Lord. Because once they see how good you are, that truth will set them free, Lord. It will set our communities, our families, our nations free, Lord. Hearts rooted deep in our spirit and in our minds, Lord, the very foundation and the knowing of who you are and what you have called us to be, the very truth of your word, Lord, the very truth of your spoken word into our lives. Jesus, we glorify you. There is no other one deserving of praise and glory and honor, for you have set us free. You have shown us. You have opened our eyes, Lord. How could we ever go back? How could we ever turn away, Lord? We belong to you, Lord, and just turn this generation's heart, this generation's eyes to you, Lord. Let there be an awakening in their hearts, a revelation in their hearts, Lord, of your very truth, of your good truth, Lord. And that'll pull them out of whatever state they are in, whether it is depression, anxiety. It will pull them out, for they will know your goodness and your peace. They will know the very joy you have created for them to experience. You are the only way, Lord. You are the only way.
God, I just thank you. I thank you, God, that we serve such a mighty God. I thank you that we serve such a mighty God. And I thank you, God, that what you said will stand. I thank you, God, that your word is true and that we can anchor and set our whole lives, God, on your word. God, I thank you for your promises, for what you've spoken to us, God, and that each of them will happen, God, just as you said they would. Joel 3 says, "For behold, in these climatic days, and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the Gentile nations that were hostile to my people and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, where the Lord has judged. And there I will deal with them and enter into judgment with them there for their treatment of my people, my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. And because they have encroached on my land and divided it up, they have also cast lots for my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute and have sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Moreover, what are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the five small regions of Philistia? Will you pay me back for something I've supposedly done to you? Even if you pay me back, I will swiftly and speedily return your deed of retaliation on your own head, because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried my precious treasures to your temples and palaces and have sold the children of Judah and the children of Jerusalem to the Greeks, so that you may send them far away from their territory. Behold, I'm going to stir them up from the place where you have sold them and return them to their land. And I shall return your actions of retaliation on your own head. And I will sell your sons and daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a distant nations. For the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the pagan nations. Prepare war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the men of war come near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hurry and come, all you surrounding nations. Gather yourselves there. Bring down, O Lord, your mighty ones, your warriors. Let the nations be stirred to action and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit and judge and punish all surrounding nations. Put the sickle of judgment, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread the grapes, for the winepress is full, the vats overflow, for the wickedness of the people is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And Micah 4 says, but it shall come about in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest and chief of the mountains. It shall be above the hills, and the people shall flow like a river to it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us about his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the law shall go from Zion, and the word of the Lord, the revelation about him and his truth from Jerusalem, and he will judge between many peoples and render decisions for strong and distant nations. They shall hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, so that the implements of war may become tools of agriculture. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, nor shall they ever again train for war. Each of them shall live and sit in security and peace, and under his vine and under his fig tree, with no one to make them afraid. For the mouth of the omnipotent Lord of hosts has spoken." God, I just thank you, Lord, that you're bringing back your people, God. I thank you that you're setting free, God, those that have been in bondage, God. those that have been struggling with things, God, those people that have been held back, God, I just thank you, God, that you have issued verdict in favor of the saints, God, and that your children are being set free, God. Your children are coming back to you, God. Your children are coming back to you, God. Nations will come back to the mountain of the Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God, that no matter what happens, God, you are still in control, God, and that your word will stand, God. I thank you, God, that you are bringing back your children home. I thank you that you are bringing your children back home, God. Release your spirit on your children, God. Release your spirit on your children, Lord. Release your spirit. Release your spirit on your children, Lord. God, we need you. God, we need you. Lord, we need you. Come, come, come. Open up the gates. Open up the gates. Open up the gates. Oh, release your glory, God. Release your glory, God. Release encounters for your children, God. Those that are far off in distant lands, God. Release encounters with the living God. Those that are far away, God. Bring them back, God. Bring them back, God. Pour out your spirit on them, Lord. Oh, bring back your children. Bring back your children, God. Back into your house. Back into your house. Encounter, God, those that are far away, God. Encounter, God, touch the lives of those, God, that seem far away, and bring them back to the Father's house. Bring them back to the Father's house, where the Father is waiting. Oh, some of you have left the Father's house, and He's standing there, and He's waiting for you to come back. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to come back to Him. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
sandere la mahaya. Kura lamana shira lamana sandere le maya. Kira lamana shira la badase. Kira lamashia. Kira lamashia. Kira lamana saya. Kira lamana sandere la mahashia. Kira la la le rekeya. Shira la manasaya. Kira la manashia. Kira la manasandra la mahaya. Oh Jesus. This is so weird to pray in an empty church, to pray in an empty building. But it's always been like that. Audience of one. Audience of one. I love how it says, if you ever lose sight of me, just follow in my footsteps where I lead my lovers. Come with your burdens and cares. Come to the place near the sanctuary of shepherd. Песни песней написано, если ты когда-нибудь потеряешь меня из виду. Просто следуй, следуй по моим стопам, куда я веду своих любимых. Приходи со своими ношами и заботами. Подойди ближе к светильщику, святилищу моих пастухов. Иисус, мы просто любим Тебя. Каждый раз я стою перед Тобой и признаюсь Тебе в любви, потому что я не знаю, как по-другому. Почему праведники обожают Тебя? Каждый раз мы празднуем Твое имя. Мы радуемся и ликуем, находясь в Твоем присутствии. Потому что это самое сокровенное место, самое сохранное место. Привлекай нас к себе, Иисус. Привлекай нас к своему сердцу. Твое присутствие, оно всегда наполняет. Твое присутствие несет ароматы жизни. И сейчас никто из нас не может прикрываться церковью, служениями, зданиями. Нашим забитым расписанием. this is the season of audience of one. Это то, именно тот сезон, когда только ты и Бог, когда больше не спрячешься, не убежишь, когда ты стоишь перед выбором обожать Его, любить Его, ожидать Его присутствия, призывать Его присутствие. Целовать Его сердце или просто отказаться от всего этого. Иисус. Посреди всего шторма. Это уникальное время, это удивительное время. Когда мы можем снарядиться по-другому, когда мы можем уйти в Тебя так глубоко, когда время играет на нашей стороне, и мы можем это время просто отдать Тебе, быть с Тобой, на самом деле узнать Тебя, влюбиться в Тебя по-новому. Это именно то время, когда мы можем познавать Тебя, кто Ты. И кто мы в Тебе. Я так благодарю Тебя за то, что Ты все поворачиваешь в плюс. С Тобой все по-другому. С Тобой есть надежда и будущность. Мы просто бежим за Тобой, бежим за этим ароматом Твоего присутствия. Мы пытаемся догнать своего любимого. Еще раз, опять и опять прикоснуться к Твоему сердцу. Удивительно, что невозможно познать Тебя. Написано, что и в вечности мы будем в этом состоянии. Познавать Тебя еще больше, еще глубже. Твою нескончаемую любовь к нам. Спасибо Тебе за этот уникальный, удивительный сезон, когда сорваны все маски, когда мы видим отражение себя самих, когда мы можем по-честному посмотреть, кто мы. И кто Ты в нашей жизни, Иисус? Ты поднимаешь абсолютно ненормальное поколение. Такого еще никогда не было. Такого еще никогда не было. Все то, о чем пророчествовали сотни и тысячи пророков, оно наступает, оно приходит в реальность. Мы вступаем в это. Помазание умножается, огонь возгорает еще сильнее. Дух Святой, Ты просто маслом Своим не просто капли изливаешь. Это будет дожди, это будет поток с неба Твоего помазания, Твоего свежего елея. Он будет просто стекать по нам. Он будет протекать по нашим жилам и венам. И мы вступаем в этот сезон, когда церковь наконец-то встанет, когда она заявит о себе. Невеста встает, встает в другом уровне чистоты, в другом уровне посвящения, в другом уровне ненормальной безумной любви к Тебе. Наступает это время, оно наступает, мы входим в него. Мы просто начинаем вдыхать этот сезон. Мы начинаем вдыхать все эти пророчества и обетования. Мы стоим на них. Мы держим их в руках и говорим: «Ты обещал». Когда нет войны, не нужен меч. И мы сейчас держим этот меч. Меч любви, меч огня, меч живого посвящения, ненормального. Это поколение назарейства. этих отделенных людей, которые откажутся от всего ради Тебя. Откажутся ради всего ради Тебя. Только ради Тебя, чтобы дойти, чтобы добежать, чтобы передать этот свежий огонь, чтобы коснуться, чтобы активировать еще больше даров. Мы просто стоим на этом. Иисус, Ты наш любимый. Ты наш любимый. Мы стоим на каждом обещании. Мы стоим на каждом обетовании. Мы стоим на том, кто Ты. И пусть сейчас поднимается, переплавляется каждый человек, каждый, кто назвал себя Твоим. Пусть наступит этот сезон переплавки, где чистое золото, где поднимется все, что было не Твоим, где поднимется наш характер, где поднимется наша боль, наши раны, и останется чистое золото, которое будет проверено огнем. О, Иисус, просто влюби сейчас в себя каждого, кто потерялся, кто усомнился, кто не знает ответов. Я прошу, просто заходи, Дух Святой, в каждую комнату и в каждый дом, где Твое имя призывается. Заходи в каждый дом. Сам Дух Святой, просто мажь своим драгоценным елеем. Заполняй наши светильники. Make us ready. Just make us ready. We want you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. To your heart. We want to be one with you. We want to be one with you. We want to see different reality. We want to see and we want to be that generation. They're gonna go after you. They're gonna be unstoppable, unshakable, no matter what. I wanna be like that. I wanna know your voice and I wanna know your heart. Pour out your flowing oil over us again and again, again and again. Pour out, Holy Spirit, pour out your flowing oil, fresh anointing, fresh fire over this generation. You better than wine. Bible says, and I know that your presence, your kisses, they're better than wine. Let us taste you, God, and see how good you are. Let us see how faithful you are. Let us experience you in different level. We love you. We love you, Father God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are everything to us. You are everything to us. We are this generation. We are gonna go after you. We're completely sold out to you. We want to become faceless and nameless. Let us be your reflection. This world is not going to be the same anymore. Not because of what is happening, but what is releasing right now from heaven on earth. From heaven on earth. Your bride is ready. Your bride is ready.
Things I just want to release right now. I've been approached already by a few people during these last few weeks, and people that are saying that I haven't been experiencing God for years already. It's usually with the millennial generation that something happened in between the lines that they can't experience God no more. This is a tough place. It's hard. It's hard not to experience God's presence, His love, and just be in that place. I just feel like releasing this word. I feel like this can be a promise for you to hold on to and not give up. It's Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. Spiritual world, Even though sometimes it's simple, it can be complicated because the enemy, he's a trickster. He loves to trick us in all kinds of different ways, believing just illusions, believing lies. But hold on to this promise. Holy Spirit is already with us. He is our new spirit that leads us and guides us. I just ask that you don't, no matter if you've been in those places for not experiencing God for years, I just ask that you don't close up your heart, that you open up your heart even right now and trust Him again. Don't ever close up or give up on Him. He died for you. He literally went all out just to be with you. Every promise that He ever released into your life, it will be fulfilled. It doesn't matter if you haven't seen your promises fulfilled for 10 years. It does not matter, or even more. He is faithful. He does not lie. He doesn't go back on His word. For God, it's all about timing. It's all about heart. It's all about everything coming in alignment. It's like I just had that instance, you know, I just want to share this. I just had an instance few weeks back that, you know, when I tried doing something on my own, I had two cars I had to sell. When I was trying to do it on my own, every single door was closed. I couldn't do it, no matter how hard I tried. When I gave up, when I just continued living my life and doing my thing, they got sold automatically. Just literally, God just opened up the doors and doing it. And I'm like, God, like, what does that look like? How does that even work? And like, my heart just only like feels one thing, and it's God's timing. God has timing for everything. For physical things to be done, He has timing. For spiritual things to get done, He has timing. He has a plan for your life, for every single moment of your life, in every way. Just, it's a matter of you positioning your heart, trusting Him, and not giving up on Him. That's all it is. Pure of heart will see God, and is as it says here. Stubborn and stony hearts. It has always been a stronghold for you to experience God, for humanity throughout ages to experience God. Stubbornness, pride, stony hearts. A pure and a soft heart can feel God, can see God, and can walk with Him daily. That's the really simple truth of what it looks like. So, that being said, I just want to release the blood of Jesus over every person that is hearing. I just want to release your wisdom over every person, Papa. I just ask, it's a perspective thing. I just ask that you activate this in their hearts, Papa. A spirit of thanksgiving, God, that they can become grateful in everything that goes on in their lives. That they can start releasing wisdom over themselves. They can start releasing and decreeing and declaring your promises the way you see them, God. And they can start seeing those things manifest. Jesus, I just want to release your favor, God. And I just want to release the activations, Papa, in this season and time for your sons and your daughters just to believe in you, to go after you, and really just to go after their heart's desires, what you have put in them, Lord. Life is so short. Close that door. Holy Spirit, close that door in their hearts so they would stop wasting time and just go after the dreams that you have put in their hearts, not being afraid of nothing that is in their way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for being with us, our listeners. God bless you guys. And we will see you next time. Okay, bye.